This is the National Broadcasting Company. Yeah, I thought we were going to... Maxwell House Coffee is the star of this show. It's the coffee that's always good to the last drop. A certain young man once made the following remark about a part of the American scene. Iowa, it's a beautiful name when you say it like we say it back home. Well, that man has more comments on the American scene. He's your host for the evening. He's Meredith Wilson.
Good evening, all. Well, I suppose you know that this program is mostly music, and if you don't, there's nothing we can do about it now. The reason that you don't hear more all-musical programs on the air is because a lot of people who produce radio shows don't think that music can get a rating. Now, how can that possibly be when Americans are so crazy about music, any kind of music? Where else excepting in America could a theme from a Tchaikovsky symphony wind up on the same hit parade with Chickory Chick? Where else could Sinatra happen? No, there's no two ways about it. We're a nation of music lovers, and music is as much a part of the American scene as coffee and toast for breakfast. We buy stacks of phonograph records. We know who played second alto with Duke Ellington in 1930. We whistle on the street. We sing in the shower. At least the men do. What the women do in the shower is a mystery to me, except for the fact they splash water all over the place. But I say we're music lovers, and if you think I'm sort of violent about it, you're absolutely right. So this is going to be a musical program all summer, and we're going to try to have something on it to please everybody. By the way, did you know that there are more cats in New York City than people? 9 million cats in New York City. And did you know that camel's hair brushes are really made of squirrel's hair and that they're only called camel's hair brushes because they were invented by a man named Camel? Isn't that interesting? Now, I threw in those unfamiliar facts because our opening number is an unfamiliar number. And I wanted to show you how interesting an unfamiliar thing can be. You probably haven't heard this number before, but that's no reason why you shouldn't like it. However, if you hear a few bars and you still don't like it, just be patient and don't squirm around, because there's going to be plenty of familiar numbers later on in the program. And personally, I don't see why an unfamiliar number should scare anybody anyway. After all, Stardust was unfamiliar before Hoagy Carmichael wrote it, wasn't it? Well, anyway, the name of this opener is Love is Such a Cheat, and Carmichael didn't write it. A fellow named Irving Caesar did.
The scene is Transylvania, where love is such a mania.
The gypsy came from Bucharest, the girl, she came from Budapest. Now you can guess the rest. So the wine began to flow, and so did all his dough. They danced a little, drank a little. The gypsy played his violin. He sang to her and she to him.
Gypsy played his violin, he sang to her, and she to him, her head upon his chest. Bright and early dawn, found the girlie gone, leaving Gypsy, Gypsy, wondering why. Love is just a cheat, love that should be sweet, leaves and never ever says goodbye. One thing is certain, when you're flirting, you will always come to grief.
Oh, doctor, lawyer, tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, beggar, man, or thief.
So if there's a heart within you, you'll continue ever to be cross.
Oh, if there's a miss to kiss, you'll kiss and miss, and ever you'll be lost. melody.
Though your hearts may break, young hearts never break.
Love and you love and your food through all the years.
And those were, of course, the King Sisters and Ben Gage. Now, ladies and gentlemen in the studio, we ask you not to applaud. Thanks for your enthusiasm, but for heaven's sake, hold it till the end of the show now, will you? Yes. Now, those were, of course, the King Sisters and Ben Gage, who was formerly a sergeant in the Air Forces and at present the husband of Esther Williams, which I'm sure is more pleasant. Although, although I have heard the Air Forces spoken of quite highly. Well, he's the star of our next number, the Melody Medley, we call it. We wanted something in here that would be typical of the American scene, so we picked colleges. America has more colleges than any other country, which accounts for our large number of college graduates. Are you a college man, Ben?
Well, yes.
Of course, if you're not, that's really nothing to your discredit. I'm sure you'll agree that this is a land of equal opportunity.
Well, yes.
Though a college background does give certain advantages. You must admit that.
Well, yes, I do.
Now, don't hesitate to venture an opinion, Ben, because as long as you're on this program, I want you to express yourself freely.
Well, thank you very
much. Now, to get back to the Melody Medley and the American scene, which wouldn't be complete without college songs. All over the country, you can hear college glee clubs singing about the ivy on the walls of whatever alma mater they happen to be within the walls of. And you can hear entire student bodies putting their heart, soul, and lungs into songs which state emphatically that the old green and gold is marching down the field and tearing them apart, even when the old green and gold is being slaughtered 52-0 by the old brown and beige. There are three college songs in this group, and only the one in the middle is unfamiliar. It's called Pi-Fi Sweetheart, and neither Hoagy Carmichael nor Irving Caesar had anything to do with it. I wrote it myself.
Blend of the western sky. Sigma Chi.
Well, people are still standing in line to get tickets to Oklahoma, even the kind of people who don't know L'Enfantine from Abbott and Costello, and who wouldn't pay a dollar to see Ben-Hur's chariot race with the original horses. The song about the Surrey is my favorite tune from that show, probably because it reminds me of those long, lazy rides back in Iowa with the horse taking his time and the reins slack in my hands. And if you're old enough, it'll do the same for you. If you're too young, if you're too young to remember the horse and buggy days, you've missed a lot. But your time will come when the American scene will be full of helicopters and rocket ships. Then you can tell them how romantic the automobile was. Anyway, we're going to do a concert arrangement of this Surrey with the Fringe, with plenty of brass and fiddles and the whole works. There'll be a small fugue in there, too, but I won't try to explain what a fugue is, because if you're a musician, you know already. And if you're not, you probably don't care. And I know when I go to a movie, it just annoys me when some expert tells me about pan shots and dolly shots and all that technical stuff. After all, I'm looking at Lana Turner, and that's enough for anybody. And this fugue is a very pretty effect. Naturally, I'm not trying to compare it with Miss Turner, because a fugue wouldn't look like much in a bathing suit.
Meredith.
Oh, the horses there?
Yeah, it really gives you the feel of a ride in a surrey.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, you can really hear the clop of the horse's hoofs and the creak of that front wheel that needs a little grease in the axle. You can see the puffs of dust rising from a quiet country road. The kind of a road the famous artist Luigi Lucioni had in mind when he painted his picture, Route 7, a Vermont landscape. And one of the paintings, chosen by the Maxwell House people for the American Scene series, now appearing in our leading magazines and newspapers.
Well, I've seen that picture, Meredith. And for me, it certainly has memories of a beautiful and impressive part of the American scene. And I know a lot of other people feel that way, too. Most of us like to enjoy again and again the things we remember with pleasure. And that's just how Maxwell House Coffee has become so much a part of the American scene. More and more people, you see, have discovered its rich, mellow flavor. Until today, Maxwell House is enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in America. And it's no wonder, for premium Latin American coffees are skillfully selected, each for its own contribution to that unmatched Maxwell House blend. There are Manizales for mellowness, Medellins for richness, other choice Latin American coffee for vigor, and Bucaramangas for full body. The result is a truly superb blend of coffee. And that's why, like a song or a beautiful painting, you enjoy again and again. So many millions of coffee lovers ask again and again for Maxwell House. Coffee that's always good to the last drop.
You know, it's hard to find really good singers, and I'm told by the young unmarried men who go in for such things that it's equally hard to find really pretty girls. So we've got a great combination in the King sisters. And in case you have any doubts, they really are sisters. That's not always true, you know. Sometimes a soprano named Sweeney and a contralto named Gruskin and an alto named Metkovich get together in some agent's office. First thing you know, the Jones sisters. But the King sisters are really sisters. Same mother and same father. A fellow named King. There are six of them, but only four of them sing at a time. I guess you'd say that the other two have a rather unusual profession because they stand by, and whenever one of their married sisters is going to have an addition to her family, they fill in till after the blessed event. In that connection, a rather humorous thought occurred to me, which is that the two sisters who stand by could be referred to as the stork company. I told that to several people, none of whom found it at all amusing. But probably if Bob Hope told it to them, they'd laugh their heads off. Well, I'm keeping you from the King sisters, and that's not at all fair.
Troubles melt like lemon drops away above the where the world is far behind me. Troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me.
Chopin wrote a lot of beautiful music, including a waltz in A-flat. Chopin, that is. How do you like Chopin, Ben?
Well, I've
Do you feel that he's lyrical, a man who wrote poems with notes instead of words?
Well, I'd like to tell you...
Or do you find him too fancy? Too involved?
Well, yeah,
to my mind, he's in a class by himself. But he was an odd sort of a chap when you figure he composed all this delicate, fragile music, and yet he had a terrific love affair with a very strange woman who called herself George Sand, and wore men's clothes and smoked long black cigars. Isn't that interesting? Ben? Ben? Now, where did he go? Oh, well.
I understand you got a postcard from George and Gracie this morning, Meredith.
Yes, I did, Ben. They're having a wonderful time in New York, and Gracie says that everything is so different.
Oh, really? What's that?
Well, out here, George gave her the dickens when she bought a new hat at the May Company. But in New York, he gives her the dickens when she buys a new hat at Bergdorf Goodman's.
Well, she may find even more things that are different, but she'll find that one thing is the same anywhere. The pleasure that people all over America get from Maxwell House Coffee. Maxwell House is a coffee so satisfying to the taste, you ask for it again and again. Indeed, today so many people have found Maxwell House truly satisfying that it's America's number one coffee choice. We believe the reason for this great popularity is the precise skill and care behind its making, from coffee bean to coffee cup. And the result is a coffee that's extra flavorful. Yes, today there's more flavor in the blend because of choice Latin American coffees selected and combined by Maxwell House Master Craftsman. More flavor in the cup, thanks to Radiant Roast, which uniformly develops the full strength and delicious goodness of every coffee bean. So for extra coffee drinking enjoyment, get Maxwell House. See for yourself why more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Well, we've just about come to the end of the show. Hope you noticed that we reached it without everybody stopping to thank everybody else after every number. I'm as polite as the next fellow, but I can't stand those programs where the people spend half their time doing everything but hang floral horseshoes around each other's necks. Anyhow, we call this closing group the familiar finale. The orchestra will wind up with You and I, which I wrote and am very fond of. And if that sounds like bragging, I'm sorry, but I'm still fond of it. I've never admired women who make a pie and say that it's really nothing when all the time, deep down in their hearts, they know it's a darn good pie. And, well, as I said, this will be the finale, the finish of this all-musical program. Hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you'll listen to more of them in the weeks to come. And if you didn't, there's always the quiz shows.
Do you remember one September afternoon? I stood with you and listened to a wedding tune. And didn't I go with you on your honeymoon? Remember me. Do you recall a cottage small upon a hill, where every day you had to pay another bill? And if I'm not mistaken, dear, you pay them still. Remember me. Sorta looks like me, for I'm the girl whose only joy is loving you. Who worries till he hurries home when day is through? And I'm the girl you give your kisses to. Remember me.
Doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No, love may, no twinkling stars, no high. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you. Mm-hmm.
oftentimes dreary. Oh, the clouds are oftentimes gray. Oh, your heart is oftentimes weary. Never feel too weary to pray.
Never feel too weary to pray. And that's worth remembering. The prayer doesn't have to be made in church or on your knees or out loud. You can think a prayer and it'll be heard. The world's at peace now, but we know how quickly a storm can break. Maybe enough prayers would keep it from breaking. Good night.
Until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop.
Well, the hitchhike comes in about here. It's either about Gaines dog food.
Wow, wow, wow.
Or about Jell-O that you can't buy. Or possibly about Sanka coffee. What am I saying?
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. Meredith Wilson, his Coffee Time Orchestra, the King Sisters, and yours truly, Ben Gage. And now stay tuned to this station because Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, is coming on in just a second. Dinah's special guest tonight is Charlie Mortimer. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.